This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 6. Leaping like a deer. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 35. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom, like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. In my early 50s, I began to have trouble with my feet, and eventually I had to have operations on both of them. Before that, I took walking for granted. I even used to look at elderly folks and wonder why they walked so stiffly. Now, I wistfully look at children skipping and playing, and at young people who have a spring in their step. I know what it's like now to have difficulty walking. Part of the picture of joy in Isaiah 35 was fulfilled one day when Peter and John went to the temple to pray and saw a lame man begging for money. "Look at us," said Peter, and the man turned toward them. Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." The man's feet and ankles instantly became strong, and he jumped up and began to walk. Then he went along with them into the temple, walking and jumping and praising God. Imagine young deer leaping about in the open and bounding over brooks and fallen trees in their woodland playground. That's like a picture of people celebrating with the sheer joy of redemption and new life in Jesus, who has come to restore all things. Gladness and joy will overtake them, for they will no longer bear the crushing effects of sin and disease or any guilt, because Jesus bore it all on the cross. Pray with me. When we are weighed down with struggles in life, Lord, remind us of the joy of salvation and lift the burdens pressing on our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.